we were in the art scroll of Sha'ar Bitochen on page 33. And he's talking about the two categories of benefits. Benefits in Torah and benefits in Mili de Alma. So he says, he's again talking about benefit in Torah, Torah meaning Torah, Yiddishkeit, you know, doing what's right. Umehen, another benefit. Very interesting. A person who has bitochen Hashem, the fact that he has excessive wealth will not prevent him from having bitochen. Very interesting. I would have thought just that a person, just the opposite,
money
person
in the bank,
has so much money. I want to be bitochen. I have so much money. And he says, no, that won't prevent him from having bitochen. Why? Because he's not relying on the moment. Yeah? The moment is not. For who be'enov kepikodin suho lehishtamish boy. And it's as if it was a pikodin, something that he was given to watch and he was commanded to use alponim miyuchodim with special directions, special ways, uvinyonim miyuchodim leman kitzuv. And he was, in order to accomplish certain things, he was given the money for certain ways and certain purposes, and that's it. You know, it's money, this is from Hashem. This is not my money. Yeah, and if he's going to continue to have a lot of this money with him, yeah, he's not going to rebel because of it. You know, even if he maintains to be wealthy forever, he's not going to become a Baal Gaiva, he's not going to rebel against Hashem. Because he knows that I'm an Eved Hashem, everything comes from Hashem. So it's very interesting how the one thing that we would have guessed would be the ultimate destroyer of his bitochen to the true Baal bitochen, that not too. Because the true Baal bitochen doesn't just trust Hashem's going to give him. He knows that everything he has is from Hashem.
He knows
everything, he knows where it came from, and therefore there's nothing for him to think about. I continue to have bitochen, and v'lo yazkir over this more to that. He says, v'lo yazkir tevos l'mishet siva losis l'gimeno, and he will not, since Hashem is commanding him that he has to use this money appropriately, so he's not going to. Hey, you know, remember how much money I lent you? Remember what I did for you? No, you didn't do anything. It's all Hashem. Hashem gave you the money for the purpose of helping and giving and doing for others. So, Mamela, I'm not going to go be, you know, I'll never let you forget. I'll never, you know, that's what they call goyim chasodim toivim. You're chasodim that are not toivim. What a chasodim that are not toivim? Yeah, does you a chesed? Never let you forget about. Oh, I did your chesed. Oh.
Even when the person gives to others, you shouldn't make it like he's...
Yeah. But
it's from Hashem.
That's a terrible... Oh, but he's not going to do that. Why? Because he knows this isn't his money.
Wow.
This was money given to him from Hashem. Mm-hmm. See, the Baal Bitochen does just trust in Hashem that he's going to give him what
give
he needs. Everything he has, he realizes everything is from Hashem. It's a total connection and awareness of Hashem's involvement and control and designing the purpose for everything that I have. So this person is not going to go, hey, you owe me a big one, you owe me big. Hashem told me I have to give it to you. That's why he gave me the money in the first place. Page 34. You better thank me nicely, you know. You better really, you can never thank me enough. You know, what, with thank you notes, you write a couple of words on a thank you note. Come on. You know, what are you? I didn't exist. That's the Baal Bitochen is... All he is an agent. He was given a pikodin for the purpose of giving. Now, by the way,
the Rav always tells that story with the Balabas. Wasn't that the one that gave the money to the yeshiva or something?
And
the Rav said something like, oh, I knew it. And he got all insulted.
Oh, yeah, that was something else, yeah. Because I sort of, he's supposed to feel... I said to the guy knew that when we started the yeshiva, so the Rosh Yeshiva came down to the meeting, he started a new board, and he said, Rabbi, he said, don't worry about the financial responsibility. you have a shutef underwriting everything. Hashem will take care of it. So it was a couple months later, I asked this guy, I said, I need $1,000 tomorrow. This was 40 years ago, I need a lot of money. So he takes out the $100 bills he's giving to me, no problem, but where's your shutef? So I said to him, what's the difference to you if my shutef sends it this way or another way? I didn't come. I was young and I didn't realize that I'm insulting him. He's giving me his hard-earned money and I'm thanking my shutef. To the person, you, the one who's the recipient, has to be makir to him. That's right. If this was your money, this,
he shouldn't hold it against you. Like,
you don't owe me anything because it's all Kaddish Baruch Hu. And I have to tell you, over the years, you don't meet too many people like that. But I've had Baruch Hashem some close friends who mamish, they knew it wasn't their money. They mamish felt it, they believed it. You could sense that they feel it with every fiber of their being. The money was given to me for this purpose,
to distribute.
And that's all. Now, but there is something. There is something I think that's worthy of mentioning. It isn't really pertinent to this, but I say it as encouragement to people to get involved in the world of chinuch, of Jewish education. Fundraising today, in a certain way, is easier than it used to be. I'll tell you why. Because the previous generation, the Holocaust survivors, and even the next generation, they gave out of the goodness of their hearts. They weren't yeshiva people. They didn't know exactly maisa with choymish, with shailas, with this, with that. They gave out of the goodness of their hearts. So sometimes they gave more, and sometimes they gave less. Today, there's such a generation of yeshiva trained people, that there's so many people that are mapped maisa, choymish. A guy called me tonight. He told me, he says, he started giving chumash a while back. He says the nisim b'neflois that he has experienced in his business and his personal life, he says it's like umaki yisukum, you know, aser b'shvil shetisashe. So in a sense,
chumash is what?
It's 20%.
It's 20%.
So why is doing that or no?
I don't know. I don't know. The going
is
says.
There somebody who says like, there's somebody,
not they so much.
They no, go, somebody at all who says like, anyone who gives us will not lose.
Yeah, you want, I said that's for sure. The Goyin says that you should really should give chumash. I know for sure. Aser b'shvil shetisasher. I never met a person who gave chumash. And two things: he didn't miss the money immediately. And eventually, things started to flourish.
But that's for chumash, or that's for
maaser? No. Well, it depends. I have people for chumash definitely hear it, and maaser also. The Goyin says you should give chumash. Other people say maaser. It's a shaila. It's hard to impose on someone else to say you should give chumash. But if a person feels that, one thing I tell a person if they say, I can't tell you what to do, but you won't lose. You won't lose. When the Gemara's lotion about giving is malach mamoinoi choser. If you wish to salt your money, preserve your money, give it away.
You have to actually.
Very counterintuitive. Very counterintuitive. But that's what?
You have to feel it though?
What?
You have to really feel it?
I'm saying.
It's very hard. Like this thing over here, like some people hacking me. You know, but the only dumb charity campaign. I mean, that in a bad way. So this, like, I don't really care about this or that. Okay, like when I ask you, so I give you. So I always have this like back and forth. Like, I don't really care if you thank me, but like you have to used to say thank you. You know what I mean?
So
if you don't really feel it, does it still work?
Lisa, you deep down you feel it. You feel you know you're doing a mitzvah. You maybe you want a little appreciation too, but sometimes maybe the appreciation you want is that. It's not nice of you if you don't show appreciation. Like, come on, be nice. You know, I'm giving you.
For
know,
a homie, let's. You have to feel it.
I don't know. If you give it, you must feel it to a certain extent. You're giving away money. You're giving away a lot of money. I mean, unless you're making very little. If you're making a lot of money, you're giving away chumash. It's a lot of money. So the stomach, you feel it. Let's move on. Anyway, I will that's the other thing. He thanks Hashem. You gave me the opportunity to be the cause of so much good. You gave me this money, you gave me this for a purpose. And the Baal Bitochen knows it's all from Hashem. So now once it's all from Hashem, so it's a privilege because I'm doing mitzvahs, I'm making people happy, I'm saving people's lives, I'm supporting Torah, I'm doing all kinds of wonderful things. And I have to say, Rabbeinu Shalom, thank you for giving me this opportunity because the non-Baal Bitochen will say, what? Thank you for giving me achra. It's my hard-earned money. You know, you know, this is my, you know, how do you say, Godel Hanenemi, Godel Hanenemi, yes, Kaba Yosef Yerushalayim, Hanenemi, yes, Kaba, I worked hard for this money. You worked hard because you're supposed to work hard. When the Rebbeinu Shalom gave you money, because he wanted to give you money. And therefore, you should thank him for the opportunity that you have to support so many. And there are people like that. There are Malit Soka. You don't find them all that often. Where when you thank them, they say, I thank you for the opportunity. It's so beautiful. So, thank you for giving me this opportunity. And that's really the way the Baal B'Tochen should feel, because it's not him. Now comes somebody else. What if he loses his money? Terrible, terrible thing. People who have money, they have tremendous tiger. They have tremendous tiger. People don't have money, they don't have much to lose. People have money, invest in the stock market. They're looking every day. They're checking up. They're this, they're that. Because, you know, I could lose it. What am I doing? He says, this person, I feel him who, he'll lose his money. Lo yinak, he's not going to worry. Lo yevala chesreina, he's not going to be moan or mourn the loss that he has. He thanks his God. This is a hard one. He says, not only will he not mourn and bemoan his fate that I lost my money. He says, he will thank Hashem in taking this pikodin, this charge that I was given. I was given this to watch a pikodin. Just as he thanked him when he gave it to him. How can we imagine such a thing? He gives me fortunes of money, and I thank him. Rabbeinu Shalom, thank you. You've been so kind to me. And thank you for the opportunity that I can do so much tzedakah and chesed and source the fortunes and source the satira. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then he takes all the money away. And I thank you the same way. He says, again, if you have a menu, Achumedov, he thanks his God, the same way that he thanks him when he gives it to him. How could that be? That's maybe the highest level. There are people at Chesed or Mishpat or Shiloh. That's David HaMelech, you know. David HaMelech said, to me, I can say Hallel if Hashem gives me good, or if he gives me punishment. I say the same thing. But that's not most of us. You know, the Hasidim talk about that. When they say, what does it mean to rejoice in Yisurim? I've told this story before. So they tell a story about Rav Zisha. You know, that Baal Shem had sent the delegation to Rav Zisha, and they asked him, what does it mean, Smeichem Yisurim, to rejoice with suffering? So, they found this Rav Zisha living in all over the tracks there in poverty in a shack and clothing that are tattered and ripped and this, and he's sickly looking, emaciated, sickly looking person. And they say, they sent us to you to find out what does it mean to rejoice in suffering. And he looks at them and he says, they sent you to me? I don't know why they sent you to me. I never suffered a day in my life. A person can reach that level. But the Chavis HaLevavos is talking to the common man. Rabbi Sol Salanter teaches us that the Chavis HaLevavos a shita in bitochen is with his shtadlus. It's not for the super tzaddikim. So how does he say such a thing? That you could thank Hashem the same way when he takes the money away as when he gives it. So I think the answer is in what he just said before. Because when you get the money, you realize it's only a pikodin from Hashem. I didn't really have anything. I didn't have anything. He gave me something to use, to do, to be his agent to distribute. Now he decided to take away the agency to distribute. It wasn't mine in the first place when he gave it to me. I thanked him for the privilege of being his agent. Now I thank him for having made me his agent. And now he decided that I shouldn't be the agent. If there was any sense that this is my money, then I don't know. Most of us couldn't say, I thank you the same amount. You gave me $10 million and now you took it away. And I'm equally thankful for the giving and for the taking away. But if the giving wasn't really a giving, it wasn't, you never gave it to me. I never had it. It was a pikodin given to me to use to be your distribution agent. So now, okay, I decided, you know, I'm going to give you bigger, better things to do. You don't have to be my distribution agent anymore. I'll get somebody else. That's too menial a task for you. We're going to give you better things in life, whatever. So that's the only way I think it's shayach, even if we're not on the level of the of Rav Zisha and of the to the of how do you call it, chesed or mishpat or shira, that I could say the same halal for chesed as if Hashem is punishing me. I may not be on that level, but when I know that the money is not mine in the first place, so then.
So what are you thanking Hashem for?
What?
What are you
thanking? I'm thanking Hashem for the privilege of getting it, and I'm thanking Hashem now because He has decided that I fulfilled my job. I no longer have this responsibility. I thank Him for everything He does. Yeah, that was the beginning. No, but He says, but why? No, but He says, why is He thanking at the end?
He said, "Thank you for me." He said, "The same way I thank you to give it to me, I thank you to take it from me."
Yeah, because it's not mine. So I
why?
Maybe
what's
I thank. Maybe
what's
I thank.
The thank you.
Maybe thank you for having had the privilege.
So thank you. What I got to do you. With it when
yeah,
I
yeah. Thank you for having had the privilege. But I'm not. Is no. I don't know. It's a good question.
No. If he goes while he had the money. If he used it for the right purposes, and he used it to help out other causes, so when it's gone,
he already thanked him.
Yeah, but what do you mean?
He already thanked him.
He wants to know. I say thank you very much for taking it away. What am I thanking you?
Right. What do you mean? You
said this because everything you do is good. It must be the proper thing. For you to take it away from me. Right now, yeah, right now, better off. First of all,
we'll be happy with his
that's something else. I'll be happy with his
status. Right. It's two different things. It's not that I'm thanking you because now I'm not supposed to have it, I'm happy that I'm not supposed to have it, because that's the next thing. It's
Yismach Bechalko, I'm not thanking you, but I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
But what?
I'm happy with my lot.
But with what I have left.
I would say
whatever I have left. Right. So it's like, thanks wasn't like thank you and like I'm good with what I have, because it's not like I'm thanking, like
it's two different thank yous.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something else to go with thank you. A person has a lot of money, it's a very, very big achrayus. Who do I give to? How much do I give? There was one Baal Stoka in Los Angeles years ago. I didn't want to go to him. Because he was such a serious Baal Stoka, he would keep me waiting there 15 minutes just thinking after I made the pitch. 15 minutes to cheshbon out.
How much
should I give? What about something else? Why here? Why there? I was so serious and so sincere that I couldn't take it. I got to sit there for 15 minutes just like this, just watch him think. And so the truth of the matter is that I could see thanking Hashem. Thank you for taking it away, because it's a very big achrayus. When Rabbi Saul Salanta's wife bought a lottery ticket, he said, "Dinu dvorim ein li benichsayich," that if she wins, I have nothing to do with her money. Her money is her money. Why? He was afraid of the achrayus. What am I going to have to do? So maybe what you're thanking Hashem for.
But he doesn't say it. That might be true. He doesn't say that.
Yes, he does.
No, he says thank you.
He says what you were saying.
Having freed of the responsibility. He says both.
Where do you see that?
In fact, he may be grateful for having been freed of the responsibilities
that could.
Secondly, he's thanking him for the opportunities that he had to do tzedakah while he had it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could still, be both.
And
it
also
could
be both. He says, thank you for the bed.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So let's move on. Okay, the Yismach Bechelko, and he's going to be very happy, whatever he gets. Why? Because it's all a gift from Hashem, the giving or the taking, all for my benefit. A person who is Sameach Bechelko, so he knows that I have everything, because everything Hashem gives is for my benefit. And it's all from Hashem. So I'm thrilled. I have a lot. I don't have a lot. It's all the same. Because it's all that which Hashem wants for me, and Hashem is concerned for my best interest. He doesn't want anyone else to get hurt. I'm sorry, somebody said something?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I've been looking for a natural way to ask this question, but In the last 5 or 6 weeks of sessions, I haven't been able to find it, so this might be it.
No, please, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Please, it's. I never wanted to interrupt you, but
no, most you shouldn't interrupt. We're all in the same room here.
Most of what we're learning together, it revolves around mammon or parnassa, right? Okay. That's really what Baal B'Tachon says. It's mammon, it's parnassa, it's the alchemist, it's all that type of things. But the biggest challenges, I mean, are much, much, much harder, like raising children and those type of issues. And I've been thinking for the last few weeks is where does the Baal B'Tachon go in raising children? And, you know, like you have a child who's not going the way you want them to go. Is that a B'Tachon issue? Is that a failure of B'Tachon, or is that a failure of, you hear what I'm saying? And I know you've worked with some kids.
I hear you very loud and clear. I would say everything is a B'Tachon issue. I think later on he deals with other issues too besides money. You know, money is a very, you know what the belts are. Money is a very big issue. You know, imen kevach in Torah, but he does deal later on. But in terms of that, I believe that all of these issues are bitochen issues. However, when you're dealing with a bal bechira, like a child going off the derech or a child, so there's a limit. There's a balance between the influence you could have with your bitochen and the right that he has, the God given right to make free choice. You know, so we can't. But what Hashem does, just through tefillah and through bitochen, is he provides more circumstances, more stimulus, more opportunities that this person should be positively impacted. So even though you can't control his bechira, but things, circumstances can come that would lead him in the right direction. So that's the way I think you have to look at those things. But it definitely applies to everything in life. The Baal B'Tochen has the koyach to influence events, and the Baal B'Tochen has the koyach to maintain his equilibrium and his menuchas ha-nefesh despite what's going on. And that's a critical ingredient too. Because if we have, let's say, cholila, a person has a problem with a child. If a person overreacts to the problem, they hurt the problem. Not only that, if we look at the person in a very negative way, we reinforce the negativity. I'll never forget, I had once a poor person that he was following my advice and this and putting up with everything in the kid. He did, wouldn't throw the kid out of the house and everything. Then at one point I said, you're destroying your kid. So he said, what? He says, I'm listening to your advice. I should be your poster boy. You know, I do everything. Yes, I tolerate everything. And I continue to love him unconditionally. I said, yeah, but at one point you sent the message that you gave up on him. You have to be very careful, because messages communicate from heart to heart. So in our hearts, we have to believe positive. He's going to be good. Things are going to work out. We have to look at it from a positive perspective, because that also communicates. So it's a complex issue, but bitochen definitely helps. But we have to do our hishtadlus too. And you know, and there's another area where it's very important. And we have to make sure that our kids are exposed to the right chinuch system. We have to be very careful in choosing the right schools for our children. Sometimes we have influence even in which classes, which teachers they can have. All of these things are part of our achrayus, because it isn't enough just to sit back and say, I have bitochen. Just like a person does not sit back and say, I have bitochen, and doesn't go to work and doesn't provide for his family. Same thing with chinuch. We also have those responsibilities. But ultimately, when we have bitochen, it communicates with the individual. It sends a message through heaven that this person could be helped, and it gives us the peace of mind to be able to deal with the situation in a positive way.
Thank you.
That's the way I would look at that. Okay, but please feel free. That's what this is. Zoom is not a show. It's interaction. You know, today we live on Zoom. And someone asks me my address, I tell them my Zoom address. You know, this is where we are. That's life today. Anyway, so just let's finish this paragraph because it's getting late. So he says, he's not mevakesh hezek zulosoy. He doesn't want to hurt anybody. You know, sometimes when a person is getting hurt, so he you know, why only me? Why do my stocks go down and his stocks go up? Why, you know, It's we don't verbalize it necessarily. There is a story. A Hungarian Rav once told me that his father was a Rav in Hungary, and there was somebody who was suffering terrible Yisurin, and they came to him and they said, "What does Hashem want from me? So much Yisurin." So he said, "Apostle, Es Hashem Yoav Hashem Yuchiach. Hashem is Meichiach. He reprimands the one that he loves. So this is a sign of Hashem's love." So he says, "Rabbi, I understand that. But why doesn't he love my neighbor a little bit more?" Mm-hmm. You know? So, but the Baal Bitochen doesn't want him to love the neighbor a little bit more. The Baal Bitochen doesn't want any hezek for anybody. Lo yachmoid odom b'mavoinoi. Oy vavoy. Jealousy can consume a person. But if he's a Baal Bitochen, I have money, I don't have money, I'm not jealous of anybody else. Because I have everything I'm supposed to have. I have everything Hashem wants to have. He has what Hashem wants him to have. It's all Hashem's world. It's not ours. It's not his. It's not mine. Anyway, it's all belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of this, the svaros that we read above here, help him to feel, I have nothing to be jealous about. Why am I jealous? You got what you need. I got what I need. And nobody has nothing to do one with another. So there's no jealousy. Kimei she'om rachochem. And then he quotes, he ends with the posuk, Tzadik oichel esev nafshe. A tzadik will eat to the satisfaction of his nefesh. In other words, he can satiate himself. He can feel full. He can feel fulfilled because he trusts Hashem. If he's not the tzadik who trusts Hashem, then I'm always jealous. I have, but he has more. Why does he have this? Why does he have a better car? He has a better house. And go on and on like that. But the Baal Bitochen doesn't have any of these worries. So the upshot of this whole thing is that this is a very, I think, very beautiful little section here in terms of the benefit of Bitochen in a life of Ruchnius. It, look what he says. Let's just review it. He's able to give because he knows it's not his. If Hashem gives him, he's thankful for the Pikorban. If Hashem takes it away, he's thankful because you gave me another mission, or I fulfilled my mission, or you took away the responsibility from me. He says, whatever I have, I can be thankful for. I'm going to be rejoicing. I'm going to be thankful. I'm thanking Hashem, whether he gave me or whether he took from me. It's all the same thing. I'm going to be happy with whatever I have. Sameach b'chelko is such an ezeh oshir. What's true wealth, true ashiras? Sameach b'chelko. Whatever I have, I'm happy. Because this is what Hashem gives me. Hashem gives me what's all for my best. Everything he gives me, that's my best interest. And he doesn't want to hurt anybody else because there's no competition. Everybody gets from Hashem. And the last thing he says, he won't be jealous. And that's such a beautiful thing because jealousy consumes people. You know, there are so many people today that somebody else has a little something more or something went a little better, or they think something went better that nobody knows. You know the famous story. They say everybody has a pickle. A pickle, the pitachta saki batazreini simcha. You opened up my sack, my pickle, and you helped me, you know, with simcha. Anyway, they said, pile the pickle all along the wall. Everybody has pickle with tzoras, and everybody will walk by and see what's in each one's pickle. And now everybody go and pick whichever pickle you want. And invariably, everybody will go and take his own pickle. Because when you see us tusach by somebody else, you realize that your tzoras, you know, are better off with my tzoras. And there is no need for jealousy. And all of this is part of the personality and the development of a Baal Bitochen.